storms.org.
Well, good morning, everybody. Just a reminder, 8:16, we got another rundown of the Storm Center at 8:30. You can check it out at WHUD.com. And the U.S. Military Academy West Point employees, they just changed to code red until noon and then code white from noon to 5. Normal operations resume at 5 o'clock for the West Point employees. It's time now for Mike and Casey and you know who.
Stacy knows. On this March 8th, what are we celebrating?
We're celebrating International Women's Day. I don't know about you, but my inbox is filled with things about International Women's Day. And this is happening in Westport. It's free of charge. And there's going to be some celebrities reading essays. Joanna Gleason's going to be there. Judith Ivey, and someone who does some stints on This Is Us, and they're going to be reading essays about being a powerful woman, and that is happening in Westport on Tuesday.
All right, and at the Jacob Burns Film Center, there's a special showing, right?
Yes, it's called Itzhak, and it's a film about Itzhak Perlman, and it's the opening of their Jewish Film Festival Week. And all week long, they've got all these great films centering around Jewish people. And there's Q&As with filmmakers. There's one going on with Alan Arkin this week, and they're doing a Skype interview with Q&A. So it's all these documentaries and films based on Jewish life. And the first one is Tuesday night, and it's about Itzhak Perlman, and it promises to be a very interesting and an intimate journey.
There's always something great at the Jacob Burns. And what about the Bedford Playhouse?
So the Bedford Playhouse, which is still not open, the bane of my existence, is showing something called The Number on Grandpa's Arm. And it's a documentary. It's only 20 minutes long. And it was based on a child doing an interview with his grandfather who had numbers on his arm from the concentration camps. And it's an HBO documentary, and they're showing it at Fox Lane Middle School's theater. And again, there's going to be another Q&A with the director. So this proves to be a very interesting thing to go see, and it's on Sunday at 5:30.
And that's a benefit for the Bedford Playhouse.
Right, and there's no charge, but they suggest you make donations.
Finally, I love this.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is actually coming to Stanford, but they're not coming till May 30th, but I wanted to tell you now because you need to buy your tickets.
Yeah, you don't want to get the sold-out message.
Right. You know, that is always, you know, I always want to tell you what's happening on the weekend, but sometimes my message is a little late.
All right, so where can we find out this and so much more?
StacyKnows.com.
Mike and Casey in the morning.
No time to sleep.
100.7
WHUD.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. Oh, my mind on play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. At the house on you, I'm a lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not, love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, I'm a lucky or not, lucky or not, lucky or not.
Hey, no, baby.
born for games? Are we too grown to play around? Young enough to chase, but old enough to know better.
Are we too grown for change? Are we too grown to mess around? Ooh, and I can't wait forever, baby. Both of us should know better.
Ooh, 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 ooh.